In a world where the foreign exchange market moves over $2 trillion daily, a select few walk away with fortunes while the vast majority lose everything. Beat the Forex Dealer has become a cult classic among serious currency traders, with copies selling for hundreds on secondary markets after its initial publication. Unlike the countless get-rich-quick Forex guides promising overnight wealth, this book delivers an uncomfortable truth. The Forex market is a slaughterhouse, where even legends like Warren Buffett and George Soros have lost hundreds of millions on currency bets. What makes this market so treacherous isn't just its complexity, but its design. A battlefield created by professionals for professionals, where retail traders are the intended prey. Yet for those willing to learn the rules of engagement, substantial profits await in the world's largest financial market. The foreign exchange market operates more like a Vegas casino than a traditional financial market, but with even fewer regulations and oversight. At its core sits the dealer, not just a market maker, but an active predator targeting retail traders' accounts. Unlike regulated exchanges where all participants see the same prices, Forex dealers can show whatever rates they wish, manipulating spreads and prices to their advantage. A dealer might display EURUSD at 1.2000/1.2030 to one client, while showing 1.1998/1.205 to another, creating artificial arbitrage opportunities they can exploit. The dealer's primary advantage is information asymmetry. They see the entire market's order flow, while individual traders see only their own positions. This is equivalent to playing poker, where one player can see everyone else's cards, plus knows the next cards in the deck. With this privileged view, dealers identify price levels where traders have clustered their stops, then coordinate stop hunts to trigger these orders before allowing the market to return to its natural direction. For example, if dealers see a large concentration of stop-loss orders at 1.2050, they might push the price to 1.2051 briefly, triggering those stops before letting it fall back to 1.2030. Most retail brokers aren't true market participants, but bucket shops that simply take the opposite side of your trade. They profit when you lose, creating an inherent conflict of interest. Their sophisticated algorithms analyze client behavior patterns to predict when traders are most likely to make mistakes. When you deposit $10,000 to trade Forex, the broker isn't connecting you to the interbank market. They're betting against you with your own money. Some brokers even share client loss statistics with potential investors as proof of their profitable business model. The technology infrastructure further tilts the playing field. Dealers employ high-frequency trading systems that can execute thousands of trades per second, while retail platforms often experience convenient technical difficulties during volatile market moves. These glitches frequently result in slippage against the trader's position or delayed execution of profitable trades. Some brokers even admit to using last-look practices, where they can reject trades that would be profitable for the client. The regulatory environment offers minimal protection against these practices. The National Futures Association functions as a self-regulatory organization, equivalent to athletes self-regulating steroid use, while the CFTC has limited oversight of the spot Forex market. Many brokers operate from offshore jurisdictions like Cyprus or Belize, where oversight is even more lax. The industry's substantial profits fund aggressive lobbying efforts to maintain this regulatory vacuum, with some firms spending millions annually to influence legislation and prevent meaningful reform. This systemic disadvantage explains why approximately 90% of retail Forex traders lose money within their first year of trading. The game isn't just difficult, it's deliberately designed to separate traders from their capital through a combination of technological, informational, and regulatory advantages that favor the house. The foreign exchange market differs fundamentally from equity markets. While stocks generally trend upward over time, creating wealth, currencies are purely relative. One currency's strength is another's weakness. This zero-sum game means your profit comes directly from someone else's loss, creating a more predatory environment. For example, when the euro rises against the dollar, euro holders gain purchasing power while dollar holders lose it, resulting in a perfect mathematical offset. Unlike stocks, where value investors can identify undervalued companies through metrics like PE ratios or book value, currencies have no intrinsic value. There's no such thing as a cheap or expensive currency in absolute terms. What drives currency movements is not value, but flow, the constant stream of buy and sell orders from various market participants with different motivations. These flows can reach trillions of dollars daily, dwarfing the volume in equity markets. Most currency market participants aren't profit-motivated traders. They're multinational corporations hedging business risk, tourists exchanging vacation money, or portfolio managers buying foreign stocks. For instance, when Apple needs to convert dollar revenues from European sales into USD, or when Volkswagen needs euros to pay German workers, these non-speculative flows create inefficiencies that savvy traders can exploit. When a Japanese insurance company needs to convert billions of yen to dollars by month end, regardless of the exchange rate, their predictable behavior creates trading opportunities. Market psychology drives short-term price action more than economic fundamentals. As Julian Robertson discovered when his Tiger Fund shorted the tech bubble too early, markets can remain irrational longer than you can stay solvent. The market isn't rational or irrational, it simply is. Prices reflect human biases as much as economic reality, and these biases create predictable patterns that traders can exploit. Fear, greed, and herd mentality often lead to overshooting on both the upside and downside. Contrary to academic theories about random walks and efficient markets, currencies spend roughly 80% of their time range-bound rather than trending. This phenomenon occurs because major currency pairs typically fluctuate within established ranges, only breaking out during significant economic or political events. Dealers understand this and profit by fading, trading against sharp price moves, confident that prices will eventually revert to the mean. For example, if Euro-USD suddenly spikes 100 pips on a news release, experienced traders often take contrary positions, betting on mean reversion. This range-bound behavior turns conventional trading wisdom upside down and explains why many retail traders fail despite having decent technical systems. The interbank market, dominated by major financial institutions, operates differently from retail forex trading. Large banks can see actual order flow and customer positioning, giving them a significant advantage over retail traders who rely solely on technical analysis. These banks often use this information to identify price levels where large orders are clustered, helping them anticipate potential market moves and liquidity gaps. The forex market operates as a complex hierarchy where top participants systematically profit from those below. At the bottom sits the public, consisting of non-expert corporate customers and retail traders who typically pay the widest spreads. This group essentially subsidizes the entire market structure, with banks and brokers collecting risk-free profits through bid-ask spreads that can range from 2 to 5 pips for major pairs to 20-plus pips for exotic currencies. Market makers, dominated by global banking giants like Deutsche Bank, Citigroup, and JP Morgan, occupy the central position in this ecosystem. They not only provide essential market liquidity, but actively trade against their client base using sophisticated algorithms and high-frequency trading systems. These institutions are expected to generate profits far beyond simple spread collection, often targeting returns of $50 to $100 million per quarter from their FX operations. Their privileged position allows them to see the complete order flow picture, including stop-loss clusters, option barriers, and large pending orders, information worth billions in potential trading advantages. Corporate accounts form the logical foundation of FX markets, alongside institutional real money players like insurance companies and pension funds. Major multinational corporations like Apple, Toyota, and Samsung require constant currency exchanges for their global operations, with annual FX volumes often exceeding $100 billion. While primarily focused on hedging rather than speculation, their treasury departments can dramatically impact corporate performance. Notable examples include Nintendo's $1 billion gain from currency hedging in 2016, while Tesco lost $700 million in 2015 due to poor hedging strategies. Speculators comprise various sophisticated players, including proprietary trading desks, hedge funds like Bridgewater Associates and Renaissance Technologies, commodity trading advisors, CTAs, and currency overlay managers. These entities drive 60-70% of daily market movements through their aggressive positioning and extensive use of leverage, often 10-to-1 or higher. Top-tier hedge funds particularly excel at identifying and exploiting market inefficiencies, frequently achieving annual returns of 20-30% from currency trading alone. Central banks serve as market administrators and intervention forces, with entities like the Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, and Bank of Japan wielding enormous influence. Their interventions can move markets by 3-5% in minutes, as demonstrated by the Swiss National Bank's shocking decision to remove the Euro CHF floor in 2015, which caused a 30% price swing. They typically intervene during periods of excessive volatility or when exchange rates significantly deviate from economic fundamentals. Retail traders and small speculators generally occupy the bottom tier, serving as prey for more sophisticated market participants. While success stories exist, like Bill Lipschitz, who turned $12,000 into millions trading currencies, the reality is stark. Studies show 70-80% of retail forex traders lose money within their first year. These traders often fall victim to common pitfalls like over-leverage, poor risk management, and the tendency to fight major trends, making them reliable contrary indicators for larger market players. The retail forex market exploded after the 2000-2001 dot-com crash, when brokers found a ready audience of former day traders seeking new opportunities. The Commodity Futures Modernization Act removed restrictive regulations, allowing FX brokers to offer online margin trading with minimal oversight. Today's retail FX brokers operate in a regulatory gray area reminiscent of 1920s bucket shops, sharing troubling similarities: non-transparent pricing, encouragement of excessive leverage, trading against clients, and unfair practices against successful traders. Retail brokers function primarily as marketing machines, constantly seeking new clients to replace the 90% who fail. They typically receive 1 pip spreads from large market makers like Citi or Goldman, then add 2-3 pips before showing rates to clients, earning risk-free profits on every round-trip trade. With no exchange oversight, brokers can manipulate their price feeds freely, showing any price they want. They engage in price shading by stalling prices or showing slightly higher, lower rates to benefit from anticipated moves. More egregiously, they deliberately spike feeds to trigger customer stop orders, knowing exactly where these orders are placed. When clients complain, brokers hide behind the lack of a central exchange for price comparison, offering excuses like large orders push through the market or claiming their feeds are faster. Brokers prioritize short-term profits because most traders blow up their accounts within a year, making client churn more profitable than long-term relationships. Their trading contests encourage excessive risk-taking. In one example, while paying $4,000 to winners who achieved 200% monthly returns through maximum leverage, they collected at least $27,000 from the 55 participants who lost over 95% of their accounts. The most dangerous aspect of retail forex is the excessive leverage offered, up to 200-to-1 in some cases. With a $1,000 balance trading $200,000 in Euro-USD, a mere 10-point move against you wipes out 20% of your account. Just entering the trade costs 6% in spread. Such position sizing relative to account size means market noise will eventually destroy your account, exactly what brokers want. Professional money managers typically use only 2-5x leverage, and retail traders should stay under 10x to maintain flexibility. Despite the stacked odds, retail traders can level the playing field through several practical approaches. First, never rely on a single price feed. Trading with only your broker's feed puts you at a severe disadvantage, like trading with blinders on within their artificially created bubble. Use multiple feeds from reputable sources like Reuters, Bloomberg, or independent data providers to get a second opinion on market action, helping you detect manipulated prices or artificial moves. Cross-referencing prices across platforms can reveal discrepancies that signal potential manipulation. Documentation is crucial for protecting yourself. Keep detailed records of all trades, including timestamps, screenshots of orders, executions, and suspicious market activity. Without proof, complaints about disappeared orders or improperly closed trades become your word against theirs. Create a systematic logging process, date stamp screenshots before and after major trades, records of phone conversations with support, and copies of all correspondence. If you can't resolve issues with your broker, contact the CFTC or NFA with your documented evidence. Most brokers fold when threatened with official action rather than risk regulatory scrutiny. Consider trading through established exchanges like the Chicago Mercantile Exchange rather than off-exchange brokers. The CME operates its own clearinghouse that virtually eliminates credit risk by acting as counterparty to every transaction. Your funds remain in segregated accounts, protected in case of bankruptcy, unlike with online brokers where funds may be commingled. The CME's sophisticated matching engines and strict oversight also ensure more reliable execution and reduce the risk of broker interference. Psychological alignment is critical for sustained success. Align your trading style with your personality to minimize internal conflicts. Patient, methodical individuals who control emotions may benefit from longer time frame approaches like swing trading or position trading, while high-energy, impatient traders might prefer scalping or day trading. The difference between holding positions overnight versus going flat daily isn't just technical. Watching profits evaporate during retracements can be more emotionally taxing for some than taking small intraday losses. Consider your stress tolerance, lifestyle requirements, and natural decision-making style when choosing an approach. Risk management remains the cornerstone of survival. Successful traders risk no more than 1 to 2% of their account on any position. Maintain reasonable leverage, typically 3 to 1 or less. Use multiple entries to scale into positions and trade mini lots when necessary. Trading multiple smaller lots rather than one all-or-nothing position allows testing the market before committing fully and provides flexibility to adjust as conditions change. Even professionals make catastrophic mistakes, from Deutsche Bank's accidental sale of $6 billion in bonds to the Knight Capital algorithm disaster that lost $440 million in 45 minutes. Proving why flexibility and proper position sizing are essential survival tools. Using stop losses, maintaining adequate cash reserves, and avoiding overexposure to correlated positions provide additional layers of protection. The most effective way to beat Forex dealers is to understand their playbook and turn their own tactics against them. Several high-probability setups allow traders to capture easy, low-risk profits by anticipating dealer behavior. The big-figure trade exploits retail FX brokers' limitations when they're forced to make artificial markets during illiquid times. During sharp price moves, the market often tests critical levels, particularly big round numbers, where traders believe prices cannot go higher. Short sellers position themselves at these levels with stops just above, creating a target for dealers. The typical pattern involves price failing near the figure several times before dealers mount a coordinated attack that trips stops above the level before quickly retreating. This works especially well with retail brokers because their fixed spreads force them to make markets where none exist in the interbank market. The Friday to Sunday extension trade exploits the tendency for prices to open the new trading week, Sunday NY time, continuing in the same direction they closed Friday evening. Sydney traders typically lack the momentum or desire to reverse significant moves from NY, allowing prices to drift in the established direction until Tokyo opens. This pattern becomes particularly pronounced after Fridays with extreme volatility, creating low-risk trading opportunities. Trading during Federal Market Open Committee meetings requires recognizing stop hunting patterns 30 minutes after the release. When statements align with market expectations, dealers typically hit stops on both sides of the intraday range before settling back at pre-FOMC levels. The strategy involves identifying obvious stop levels below/above previous lows highs, fading extreme moves outside the established range, and remembering key dealer maxims: never chase and never trust the first price. Price latency between broker platforms and the actual interbank market creates arbitrage opportunities. By comparing platforms to identify which have slower feeds, traders can exploit this lag, especially during volatile market conditions when discrepancies widen. Target non-obvious news events like Fed speakers or second-tier economic releases, and focus on exotic pairs that aren't closely monitored by dealers. Successful Forex trading requires a deep understanding of what drives price action, the perpetual tug-of-war between buyers and sellers in the market. While systematic trading systems may work temporarily, they eventually fail because markets evolve. Adding a discretionary element allows traders to better time their entries and exits by interpreting price action near important technical and psychological levels, including round numbers, previous highs, lows, and trend lines. When analyzing market behavior, pay particular attention to how prices react after significant moves. When a currency pair drops, carefully observe how existing longs react. If there's a sharp V-shaped recovery with strong volume, be cautious about shorting, as this indicates institutional buyers see value at lower levels and are actively accumulating positions. However, if upticks are immediately sold into with increasing volume, the market is likely long and wrong with trapped traders eager to exit on any bounce. In typical speculative moves, an orderly decline might take several hours, while the subsequent short squeeze can retrace the entire move in minutes, often catching late shorts off guard. Cross movements, non-USD pairs like Euro-GBP or GBP-JPY, frequently reveal a currency's true strength or weakness and can hide large players positioning themselves stealthily. These crosses often lead major pairs and provide early warning signals of changing trends. By analyzing crosses, traders can determine which currency is leading the pack and identify which pairs will move most dramatically when news hits. For example, if euro crosses are consistently strong while GBP crosses show weakness, trading short GBP euro might offer better opportunities than trading either currency against USD. When deciding which pair to trade during dollar strength, analyzing crosses helps identify the weakest currency to pair against the dollar for maximum profit potential. FX trends typically start slowly as unintended consequences of other capital market actions. For instance, foreign investment flowing into booming stock markets requires currency exchange, creating sustained buying pressure. A real-world USD-JPY example from late 2005 perfectly illustrates the four stages of FX trends. Accumulation, 109 to 115, large players quietly build positions while price consolidates. Hot money, 115 to 116, trend followers and momentum traders pile in. Throwing in the towel, 120 to 121, last holdouts capitulate, creating climactic volume. Reversal, 120, smart money distributes positions to late buyers. Understanding these stages helps traders identify where a trend currently sits and what's likely to happen next. Additional signs of trend maturity include increased media coverage, retail trader enthusiasm, and extreme positioning in COT reports. Successful traders learn to recognize these patterns across different time frames and market conditions. Even the best traders are wrong often, but proper money management enables surviving drawdowns to trade another day. When facing a position that's underwater, most traders either take a huge immediate loss or dangerously average down. Great traders use a third approach. They lighten up by trading out of losing positions. The key is to better your average cost without adding to the position. First, cut part of your position on any reasonable dip. This gives you flexibility and reduces psychological stress. Then, use intraday volatility to make small trades that gradually improve your average cost. This approach works because currencies typically move in a staircase pattern rather than straight lines, creating consolidation periods that provide windows of opportunity. Despite the trading out strategy, certain situations demand immediate exit. Unexpected events like political decisions or major news that can have lasting currency impacts. Additionally, trust your gut feeling when a trade feels wrong. This represents your subconscious processing information from years of experience. The longer you trade, the more reliable these instincts become. The Forex market faces growing challenges with liquidity and correlation. Despite marketing claims of endless liquidity, the reality is that available trading volume is finite or declining. New platforms are simply dividing the same pool among more participants. We're currently in a Bretton Woods II environment of low volatility where currencies remain semi-pegged to the dollar and central banks coordinate policy. But this won't last forever. The massive trade imbalances will eventually correct, potentially triggering extreme currency fluctuations. No one truly knows where the dollar will be in a year. The money in Forex isn't in forecasting, but in trading market corrections. Success requires proper money management and finding your unique edge that separates you from the failing 90% of traders. While no one can master the Forex market completely, those who focus on the intellectual enjoyment rather than dollar signs often find fortune along the way.